Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome in to a New Year edition of the High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. Rock Onushi and Tom Evans here with you this week, again kicking off 2024 in the Lorain County High School Wrestling scene. Glad you could be a part of tonight's show. We have a very special guest coming up here in a couple of minutes. It'll be Dan Giuliani from the Columbia Raiders. They have a very, very busy week ahead. So we'll catch up with Coach Giuliani, see what he has to say about the state of the Raiders wrestling program right now. Plenty of action to talk about with him. But Tom, always a pleasure to be joined by you, my friend. How was the new year for you? Obviously, our Buckeyes on the football front, a little disappointing. But outside of that, how were things for you?
Yeah, we're not talking about that catastrophe. But, you know, wrestling-wise, it's great. You know, it's as I said last week, it's Christmas. I left the show last Wednesday, rode over to Lutheran West to see some lady wrestling, got down to Medina, peeked in at Brecksville a little bit. Just a lot of really great stuff going on over the holidays here.
So we'll certainly dive into some of the results later on in the show. But again, coming up next, it'll be Columbia Raider head wrestling coach. English is hard sometimes, Tom. It'll be Dan Giuliani joining us on the hotline here in our next segment. So let's step aside, take a quick break, and when we come back, Coach Giuliani will join us on the hotline, talk about some Raider wrestling right here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap, again presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening to it on AM 930 WEOL on the mobile app, 100.3 FM as well, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
It's the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty, Rock Onushi, Tom Evans here with you as we go to the hotline and welcome in a very special guest from the Columbia Raiders wrestling program, their head coach. You know him as Dan Giuliani, who again joins us now on the hotline for the High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. As we were kind of joking off air, you, Tom, and I, a very busy week for you guys over there at Columbia, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, starting up school is just adds to that a little bit of pressure, but we're ready to go and ready for a big weekend of wrestling.
Well, I'm going to tease Coach Superintendent Bancic then, because at my school we don't return to school until Monday. So, you know, he cut you guys a little bit short on the vacation, Danny. I'll have to have a talk with him Saturday about that.
Well, please do. Yeah, my sister was bragging about it because, you know, she works for you, so she was bragging about having extra off time.
Good stuff. Hey, Danny, want to talk to you about the Raiders up to this point in time in the season. You guys opened at the North Coast Classic, real tough tournament. You really tested your wrestlers. You went out to Willoughby South to the Rebel, a little bit different for you. Tell us about where you're at right now and as far as evaluating this team.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of good, we got some good film so far. Kind of what we expected. Our lightweights have been holding their own. Michael Fry at 106, one of the top-ranked wrestlers. He's been dominating out there, wrestling some really tough competition and doing really well. Rushi Patel, who I think has shocked a lot of people this year. He's a senior. He didn't get a lot of wrestling time last year because of injuries and other issues. He's really come out, had a really good performance at both North Coast Classic and Willoughby South, winning there, and was just a match short of placing at MIT, only losing to the number two kid in Division III. So he had a really good showing there. We're getting a lot of good ideas about our younger wrestlers. We got a really young crew this year, seeing what we got to work on. And like I told these guys, you know, we throw all these December tournaments at you guys to see what we need to work on in January to build you for February. So we're kind of hitting some of that today when we go to practice, and kind of moving forward from there.
Danny, going to the MIT, big step for the Raiders. Was that the right move or the wrong move? Did you come out of there healthy?
Yeah, we came out of there pretty healthy. We didn't send our whole squad like we usually do. We didn't send a lot of our freshmen or first-year guys. I didn't want to throw them into the fire for that one. They wrestled at a lighter tournament instead. But it was the right move. We saw a lot of competition that I told these guys, you're not going to see some of this until the state tournament. Like I said, with Rushi's match, he wrestled a kid from Miami East. We're not going to see him again until the state tournament. And a lot of that, what we're seeing is Division I, Division II competition that we don't have to worry about. So they're getting a different look than what we're going to see all month long within our conference and within these smaller tournaments that we're going to be at this month.
Great stuff. We talked about the busy week. Starts the double duel tomorrow night over at Columbia. I know you got a little a youth thing going on Friday, and then the 50th Columbia Invitational Tournament, the Jacob Wasco Tournament. Talk to us about preparing for some league meets this week, a double duel in the league, which we know that's important to you, the defending champs, and then phasing that into Saturday's Jacob Wasco Invitational.
Yeah, the kids, that's their mindset right now, is they want to defend the title. We don't lose, you know, we haven't lost a regular season duel in 2 years, so that's fresh in their minds. They want to go out there and make a statement for themselves. You know, they don't want to ride the coattails of previous teams. But more importantly for us, like I told them, is, you know, this gives you an idea of what you're going to see at the conference tournament and a lot of these teams that we're going to see at sectionals and district time. So, you know, win or lose right now, it's not that important. It's going out there and competing and being aggressive, seeing what you can do against this competition. Because if you just go out there and just do nothing, then we got nothing to build upon. So this is a really great week for us. You know, we got big plans for tomorrow with our senior night and with our youth night and alumni coming in. As you mentioned, Friday we're hosting a youth tournament or youth match for the first time. So we got some alumni coming in from that are coaching other youth programs that are bringing their youth kids up to compete against our youth program. And then, yeah, Saturday is the big one. Ray Anthony Sr. has been planning a lot of stuff for this, got a lot of special things we're going to be doing for the 50th anniversary of this tournament. And our guys are really excited. This is the tournament they're always so excited for. They seem to pick it up to another level for this one because it's the home meet and it's in honor of former teammates. So they really pick it up for this tournament.
You talked a little about Patel, you know, really kind of stepping up. We knew Fry was a really hot commodity coming in. Anybody else on the team kind of stepping up, maybe making some advances that you didn't expect or that you thought would and have kind of met the challenge so far?
Yeah, another senior, Shea Fuller. He was also a new kid last year. He came in from Valley Forge but had to miss most of the season, is working on his eligibility issues and injuries. So he didn't really get a lot of time last year, but he's come on really strong. He won at Willoughby South. He just missed out on placing at North Coast. And Ethan Valentine, our 132-pound senior, he had a breakthrough year last year. He made it to districts. He hasn't had the wins losses as he wants because he's been battling some injuries right now, but now he's healthy. So he's starting to wrestle to his potential again. So we're really excited for what they're doing. And then the upper weights, you got our other three seniors up there, CJ DePosky, Brian Jones, and heavyweight Ben Bowling, who they've been putting the work in. They've been coming in. It's not been translating right now, but they've also been wrestling some very tough competition. So they're, you know, very close for making that breakthrough, and we're hoping that this week is when they kind of do that.
Outstanding. Well, great stuff, Danny.
Coach, you mentioned a couple football players in there. Is there a process sometimes with the football scene? Obviously, we're a little well removed from football, but does that kind of, I don't want to say hinder the process of getting your feet under you in the new season, but is there a process there with getting some of those football guys ready for wrestling season and getting them to where you want them to be by season's end?
Not necessarily. I mean, yeah, sometimes they joined really late on the late, like 2 years, or yeah, it was 2 years ago with the really late playoff run.
Yeah.
It took a few weeks, extra weeks to get them acclimated. But I mean, by this point, you know, everyone's kind of on the same page now. So,
sure.
Like CJ and Brian have done a great job transitioning. Same with Ben from football into wrestling. They've done it for 4 years now, so they know what's expected of them. And I mean, they're also captains, so they know, you know, what the process is going to look like. And they know this is when we start to amp things up and, you know, try to get us to their peak in February. So coming in, you know, they pretty much know what to expect. And more so the younger guys that are, you know, freshmen coming in for the first time where they think football was, you know, really hard, and then they come into their first wrestling practice and like, oh, this is a different kind of intensity.
Certainly. Real quick, Coach, before we let you go, final thought. What are your thoughts maybe around the Lorain County League as you get ready for some more consistent conference action?
It's going to be so wide open fighting, I think. It's, you know, seeing what all these teams have. Every team's got some really good wrestlers on their squad. I don't see anyone really standing out as a, you know, total favorite to win it.
Sure.
Everyone's got some really good wrestlers on that team. And it's going to lead to some really good, interesting dual meets, see where coaches kind of play around and see where they move kids to get these matchups and get the favorable matchups. So I think it's going to be a really interesting dual season. And for the tournament, I think it's wide open. I think, oh yeah, a lot of teams out there with a lot of good wrestlers. I think it's going to be a very competitive tournament this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, great stuff. Well, Coach, thank you very much for the time. We always appreciate it. Have a great week, a busy week for you, but best of luck to you and your wrestlers, and hopefully we'll be catching up again here soon.
All right, thank you so much for having us on.
Thanks, Dan.
You got it.
Thank you.
And that is Columbia head wrestling coach Dan Giuliani, kind enough to share some time with us here on the High School Wrestling Recap. Anything that stood out to you from that conversation? Obviously, a lot of different wrestlers that he's been proud of so far.
Well, it really is a kind of a crazy week because, you know, they do a combination of the duels and the tournament for the LCA championship, and he's got a double duel tomorrow night at home with with Brookside, Black River, Clearview. And, you know, Black River could be right in the hunt there. Clearview's got a nice little team there. Brookside is in spot. So that's a big test for him Thursday. And then he's got to turn around and defend the Jacob Wasco title on Saturday.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of pride over there in Columbia. They won that last year. They want to win that again this year. So, you know, you really can't get too down after that duel or rest too much because you're going to come back Saturday, and that's a long day. That's a grind of a day. So that this is a big week for the Raiders, and I think I want to catch our breath a little bit after this. Going back to the football wrestling, it's two different kinds of conditioning. So, you know, Coach Ward works their tails off over there, and they're in as good condition as any football team you have. But the conditioning, and I tell people that's not different. That's not any different than volleyball to basketball for girls. You know, people say, well, these are natural. I said, no, there's a very different conditioning aspect to those two sports, just as there is with wrestling.
Absolutely.
Because just what you're doing with your body and some of those types of things. So it takes a little bit of time to get that in, but you also have to let them heal after football because, you know, they're banged up and they're bruised up. And right now, as they're coming through this kind of holiday tournament type thing, that's why I asked them, you got to be a little bit careful because you can get a little bit banged up at these holiday tournaments that are brutal and then not get kids back till late in the season. That can be awful tough.
Who would have thought that the first basketball reference of the show didn't come from me? It came from you, Tom. How about that? Surprise, surprise. So big thank you to Coach Giuliani for joining us. Fantastic stuff as always. And if you missed that interview, tomorrow morning it'll be posted up at WEOL.com. I'll try to get that on the front page. It'll also be under the wrestling section under the sports tab. So again, WEOL.com, the spot if you missed our conversation with Coach Giuliani. Let's step aside, take another timeout. When we come back, we'll dive into some of the results from this past week, as well as take a look at what's coming up ahead this week and weekend. So we'll be right back here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening to it on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM on the mobile app, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
We're back on the High School Wrestling Recap here on WEOL. It's presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty, Rocco Nucci, and Tom Evans here with you as always. And again, a huge thank you to Columbia Raider head wrestling coach Dan Giuliani, kind enough to share some time with us here this evening. If you missed that interview with Coach Giuliani, don't worry, don't fret. Tomorrow morning, it'll be posted on WEOL.com. I'll try to get that on the front page, but again, it'll also be under the high school wrestling section under the sports tab, again, right there at WEOL.com. Again, you can listen to these shows anytime online at WEOL.com and also on the WEOL mobile app. So again, Rakanushi, Tom Evans here with you. Tom, I know when we left last week, you were heading towards my neck of the woods, over towards Lutheran West for a little ladies wrestling action. What did you see over there at Lutheran West? What stood out to you?
Well, I saw an outstanding tournament, the Lady Longhorn Tournament. I think it's in its third year. 51 teams total over at Lutheran West over last Wednesday and Thursday. 9 area schools over there. Top finisher for the Lorain County was the Columbia Raiders. They had a champion in Kaylin Demigal and Claire Andreco. They were runners-up over there. In sixth place was Avon Lake. They had a champion in Rajana Hashash and 145-pounder Hattie Hobar. Third place finished by Mallory Zedell. Vermilion finished in eighth place, and the usual suspect there, Lauren Ficker, was a runner-up at 105 pounds. 15th place, Illyria, and Ravenna Gudicelli was third. In 23rd place, Keystone, 3rd place at 190 pounds, was Emily Jurasek. And in 39th place, Black River, a runner-up was Taylor Owen. I got an interview with Taylor. I'm going to hold on to that, Taylor. I told you we'd have it on this week. We're going to save that for a little bit later on. But
sure.
Taylor Owen doing a great job over there. And then rounding out the field, Lorain in 43rd, North Ridgeland 46th, and Midview in 50th. Great, great girls competition over there. Very well-run tournament. Nice job by Lutheran West, and some really good county competition there.
You know, you've interviewed a number of lady wrestlers in the couple of years that we've been doing this show, Tom. Is there anything that stands out in those interviews compared to an interview with a guy wrestler that stands out to you? I mean, I know we've kind of addressed this in the past. There's a different level of excitement and just seems to be sheer enjoyment from the girls' side of things sometimes.
It's kind of funny because the boys have the book down. You know, they have the standard quotes down, you know, I'm just trying to get better, and all those kind of things. And they've got a lot of coach speak in them, but the girls, the energy coming from the girls. I talked to Rajon a little bit over there last week, and then I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready to watch a match, and a wrestler sat down next to me. I was sitting in the Avon Lake section, and I didn't realize it was Hattie. Hobart, and because physically she's changed so much in the last 2 years, just a ripped wrestler, and I started talking. I said, oh Hattie, I apologize for not recognizing her first, because you know that was one of my first interviews with some of the girls, and she had a great tournament, ended up champion over there. But Hattie, I want to again apologize to Hattie for not recognizing her first of all, and then congratulate her on what a great tournament. The Avon Lake girls are really kind of hitting on all eight cylinders. I think somebody posted on Twitter, if you've never been to a girls' tournament, they posted kind of the dancing in between sessions again. They start cranking the music up, and the girls get out there and they do some line dancing. And you're never going to see that at a boys' tournament, so don't look for it.
Yeah, entering the world of girls coaching this year with me, it's been basketball, not wrestling. But there's definitely a different energy in the dancing and all that. It's a lot of fun to be a part of. I'll definitely echo that sentiment for sure. All right, so there's kind of what's been happening on the girls' side of the coin. What did you see boys-wise in the last week?
Boys-wise, you know, the Medina tournament had 7 area schools down there. And they're just a brutal field. The top placing school from the county, Avon Lake, was in 11th place. Midview, 14th. Avon, 26th. Firelands finished in 32nd with kind of a partial squad over there. Columbia was 43rd, and North Ridgeville was 46th. And really some standouts, for the county. Hunter Anderson finished in 2nd place at his weight class for Midview. For Avon Lake, Jack Valerino finished in 5th place. And Gavin Andrews at 150 finished in 8th place. And Will Schnabel at 157 finished in 7th place. And for the Eagles, Aiden Schumacher finished in 4th place over there as well. But just a really, really tough tournament. Some really good competition over there. Hats off to the county schools for going over there. Hunter Anderson was 2nd at 150 pounds, but a great, great tournament by him. Also, Tyler Dye, the heavyweight over – Austin Dye, rather, finished in 3rd place at heavyweight. So good competition. Really got to see some good things over there. Nate Bober finished in 8th place for the North Ridgeville Rangers, and you know they're kind of showing up with a split squad right now. But
yeah.
Really good test for a lot of those county schools right now.
And we talked a little bit about that Medina tournament beforehand, so good to see our local teams post some good results there in what was a very vicious tournament, no doubt about that. And Brecksville, another place you had your eye on, correct?
Brecksville, yeah. Elyria was the sole county school over there. Didn't fare so well, 34th out of 50. Didn't have any places over there. The big tournament that I really want to kind of make a mention of that was a new one this year was the Brookside Brawl.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
16 teams over at Brookside. 5 county schools. Clearview, the highest place in county school with a 4th place finish. They had a runner-up in Isaac Garcia. Wellington finished in 6th. William Sipos was 2nd at 175. Lorraine comes away with 2 champs. Kamara Humphrey at 113 pounds and Caden Rosario at 120 pounds as runners-up. And then Brookside and Oberlin kind of rounded out the field over there. But a nice little one-day 16-team tournament. Bellevue kind of comes in from out of the county to take honors over there. But from what I could understand, a really well-run tournament. The only other county school was Keystone heading over to Kenston Tournament. They were 13th out of 29 schools over there. Tristan Green with another championship. And Jordan Fulmer, 215-pounder, comes in with a runner-up finish.
A lot of usual suspects in there, no doubt about that. So anything else notable on the boys' side for results before we take a look at what's coming up?
You know, Black River goes down to Marion Hardin every year. They kind of sneak out of the county. And a couple six-place finishers and Colton Moskal and Cooper McKee in at 215 and 285. And Tristan Herrick at 132 pounds, finishing 7th. Looked to be a really, really tough tournament down at Marion, one of those north-central tournaments that kind of bring schools in from all over the state. There are some schools from the west end of the state and some Columbus area schools, and really kind of a different look for the Pirates over there.
Good deal. So as far as what's coming up, again, Coach Giuliani from Columbia, if you missed it last time, I kind of talked about what was coming up over there. Obviously a very busy week. They got a double duel tomorrow, right? And then the Jacob Wasco Memorial Invitational this weekend. Obviously, I think that kind of headlines things as far as what's coming up.
Yeah, the double duels will start in the LC8, and tomorrow, as we mentioned, Columbia, Brookside, Black River, and Clearview all over at Columbia, and then over at Firelands, Oberlin, Keystone, and Wellington, the other half of the league is in a double duel. And duels and tries kind of starting to be the wave here in the SWC. A big one that I think is going to draw a lot of attention, Avon Lake and Amherst kind of bang it out there tomorrow night, and that's over at Avon Lake against Amherst. That's boys and girls over there.
Okay.
So that'll be really interesting because I think that's one where I think people naturally think Avon Lake is the favorite going in. They're the defending champs, and they are the favorite. But don't sleep on Amherst. And I think that there could be some really tough matchups over there. I think the matchups maybe favor Amherst, for Amherst to keep it a little bit closer than you might think going through that bout. But we'll see how that shakes itself out. Midview is at Berea Midpark tomorrow, both boys and girls, and Avon's home against Olmsted Falls. And Elyria's got North Ridgeville in dual meet action tomorrow night.
Boy. So local wrestling fans have no shortage of action coming up.
That's just Thursday night, because the weekend's got the J.C. Gorman that Midview and Vermilion will go to, and then the CIT, the Columbus Invitational, will be Columbia, Oberlin, Elyria Catholic will all be over there for that, so that'll be interesting there. And Amherst heads over to Penn City over in Perry, and then Lorraine and Farland's go out to the Perrysburg PIT, the Pitt tournament out there. So first trip out west, and we see more and more schools heading out to the Maumee Bay tournament, the Perrysburg tournament. In large part, a lot of Division I's go out there for district tournament action, so they want to get a flavor for that. But it's kind of good, to, as we talked about earlier, sometimes you just keep running your county foes, and you just want to get away and wrestle somebody a little bit different, and some of those schools are going to do that.
All right, so plenty of action to look forward to this week and weekend on the Lorain County High School wrestling scene. So before we turn things over to Tim Alcorn and the Wyden Golders, those Cleveland Cavaliers are taking on the Wizards tonight. Tom, any final thoughts from you?
Just a thanks to Becca Lynn, who runs that Lorain County SmackDown Wrestling Facebook page. She really does a great job of getting pictures posted. If you're a county school and you want to see some pictures of your guys wrestling, Becca does a fantastic job of getting out to the different meets and getting some pictures taken of the kids. Kind of follow her if you can on that stuff, and a shout out to them. And missed one of their tournament. Avon Lakes girls not only did the Lutheran West tournament, they went down to Watkins Memorial. Rajon got a second championship. Rajon had two tournament championships in a week's time. Two incredibly tough tournaments, two tournaments with over 50 schools in them. So hats off to Rajon last week for the week that she had.
Yeah, huge shout out to her. That is fantastic stuff, no question. So that'll do it for us this week. A big thank you to Columbia Raider head wrestling coach Dan Giuliani. Again, if you missed that interview, don't worry. Tomorrow it'll be up at WEOL.com. So for Coach Giuliani, for Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nushi saying thank you for listening to the High School Wrestling Recap. It's been presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Cavs basketball coming up shortly as they take on the Wizards tonight. So enjoy the Wyden Golders, everybody, and we'll see you guys next week.